This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Miramar, sophomore quarterback, for joining us in our first segment. As I said, big games this week. District titles on the line. This is it. I mean, this is what you work for. This is what you do from the end of December all the way up until the last week of August. You prepare for this time, and certainly one of the teams getting ready to clinch a district, a big game to see this week against Boynton Beach, Dillard. And no surprise that this team is always in the mix, but this year looking really good. And huge wins. First-year head coach Toriana Morgan, he joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and great start.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know this is exciting for the entire Panther Nation. I mean, this is a program, as you and I talked the last couple times, steeped in a lot of tradition, a lot of alumni just waiting for the opportune time to come to games and cheer on their programs. As I said, nobody does a better homecoming than Dillard. I mean, I'm telling you, when they get it in gear, I mean, it's big time in their generations, and they recognize everybody, and it's one of those community schools, Coach, and I know that you've embraced it and love it. Talk about this year so far.
This year has been awesome. You know, we were able to get the season rolling. We had to grow up real quick. You know, our first three games out of the gate, we're against some really good opponents. But it taught us a lot about who we were, a lot about what we can do, what we do well. And just from that, you know, we just took those experiences. We experienced a loss to Booker T week one. We were able to come back week two, put some things back together, and got a big win against Western week two. And then, you know, we had Cardinal Gibbons week three, and those three games really helped us identify who we really were. And then we've been able to kind of put together a little streak here going into this week against Boynton. So, first things first, we want to take care of the district, and, we positioned ourselves to do that. So Friday night, we just want to go out and take care of our first goal.
Yeah, I mean, and you've done a tremendous job, and like you said, a district championships, key wins, and nowadays with the point system being so, you know, so impressive and so, you know, vital, I mean, getting those games and a win against Western, which was their only loss. So you have those type of points and the Gibbons type of points and playing quality football programs along the line, and obviously going up this week and playing a Boynton Beach team. Coach Crudup always has some really good athletes. And then closing things out with arguably the most important game to a lot of people on that schedule is Ely. So, you know, I mean, obviously your season's far from over. You're going to be a playoff team and certainly one that has worked extremely hard. Talk about the process, because now every time you and I talk, you climb bigger mountains and get over bigger obstacles, and now you're one of the guys. Now you're just one of the guys. I mean, you're walking the hall. I mean, and everybody expects you to do this every week. But I know it's come with a lot of sacrifices, not only from yourself, but a lot of the kids and a lot of the assistant coaches as well.
And definitely, that's where I start. Our coaching staff has been phenomenal, week in and week out. Coach Flowers with the defense, Coach Rainey with the offense, getting them prepared. Getting them to buy into, what we're doing. From the kids' standpoint, I couldn't have asked for a better group. To put the icing on the cake, we ended up getting five freshmen that are starting now.
Wow.
So, you know, I can't even call them freshmen anymore.
No.
At this point, they're grown up and ready to go. And, you know, they're not just playing, they're contributing. So, with that, you get your nucleus, and I guess the blessing in disguise with it is they're still at the point to where they just come out and play football every week. They're not looking at the big picture. They're just still doing it in its most pure form. Yeah. So with that, you know, talks about who we're playing, the streaks and everything, it really just doesn't mean anything to them at this point because, you know, they're kind of just bought in, locked in, and they're week to week, and they taste a little bit of success. And when you can get them in at the ground level like that, you know, everybody's bought in, and just mix it with a group that's returned as that will be back-to-back district champs. You got a good mess going there. So, we just continue to stir the pot and try not to contaminate.
No. Just keep things going the way they are. Hey, Coach Toriano Morgan joins us, Fort Lauderdale's Dillard High School. You know, Coach, also, these kids aren't that far removed from seeing John Ford and those kids like that who've gone on to the next level and you know, are playing at schools like Miami and playing in the SEC. And these are all Dillard kids. And certainly gives a lot of these young men an opportunity to understand that it could be them as well.
Right. Just last week was homecoming. So a lot of those guys got the opportunity to come back and speak to them. You know, we have Bryce Oliver on the sideline. So the guys got a chance to kind of see firsthand what they're striving for. You know, their goal is to go on to the next level and play football, and being able to, you know, put a name and a face with it right there on your sideline. And just a year ago, they were standing right where you're standing now, just kind of drives it home. So it was good to have those guys back, you know, and be able to root for these guys and have these guys see something that, you know, Dillard has been known for, and that's producing good student athletes that go off around the country to become great football players.
Yeah, no doubt. And you take a look and finally taking a look at some of these kids this year that had that opportunity to grow. But some of these guys that have been here through three coaches, and, you know, they've endured it. And now they're seniors, and now they're the leaders, and everybody looks at them and says, hey, you know what? He's been through a heck of a lot. He played for coach, and he played for this coach, and he played for that coach, but he's still here and he's still doing the job. Talk about those type of kids, because I think that's so valuable to understand in this day of kids running to other schools real quickly when there's adversity in front of them. You had a bunch of kids that stayed around,
and that's a true testament to the tradition of Dillard. So from that standpoint, it's driving motivation for me to not want to let these guys down, because they have endured. Anytime you go over a turnover of three coaches in as many years, sometimes the kids do get lost in the shuffle. So one of the things that you know, we did as a staff, we wanted to show these young men that we were equally committed, not just to them, but to winning and ensuring that they got the best opportunity to position themselves to go on, further their football careers or whatever walk of life they wanted to go. And I think that was the biggest win of the season. We got them to be able to buy into that at the beginning of the season. So it's paid dividends in the end. And I do think the timing of the hiring did help as well. I think they were just so ready to get to work, to get back in the weight room, to get on the field, and to put it all together. They did realize that, you know, time wasn't on their side to kind of straddle the fence. So it caused them to buy in much quickly. And again, we're right now reaping the benefits of it.
Yeah, and no doubt, and you always get an opportunity, especially at Dillard, because college coaches are not stupid. They know where to go. You know, even if there's nobody now, there could be a freshman like last year, you know, your receiver from last year who is really special. Those type of kids like that who could be. And like I said, you know, we were watching 3 years ago when the defense, all five of those defensive linemen, are now at a major college, so anything could happen. Like I said, you take a look, Coach, at the talent level, at the coaching that you have, at the community. To me, I always compare Dillard to Northwestern in the fact that they're both community-based schools, and a majority of the kids that live in the neighborhood go there. And that's very rare nowadays to see that, you know, anywhere in South Florida. But I like that part of that school. It's a tremendous tremendous academic school. They give the kids a lot of choices in the classroom, a lot of vocations, and I like that. I think that's you know, kind of balancing things out, knowing that every kid's not going to be a college kid, but there's always something out there waiting for them. And I do appreciate you taking your time out of your busy week. I know this is a big week for you. Best of luck on Friday. Congratulations, Coach.
I appreciate it, and thank you, and we appreciate all you do for South Florida High School football.
And thank you so much. Coach Toriano Morgan, Dillard High School, like I said, they're on the rampage. They're 6-2, big wins, and just getting those points. When you play those better teams, I mean, you get points for playing them, but when you beat them, I mean, it kind of really kicks in.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.